Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley's decisive primary election victory Tuesday, Congressman Michael Capuano has become just the latest casualty in political upsets nationwide this year that could reshape the Democratic Party. But Pressley is making her commitment to working with local leaders of the party clear. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on her enthusiastic appearance at the party's unity rally.
Ayanna Pressley was still in campaign mode and described her victory as one step in a growing movement.
The hate coming out of this White House will never be defeated singularly by any one vote. It can only be defeated by a movement, and this is our opportunity to build it.
Pressley ran as an outsider, but yesterday was about joining with the state's other top Democrats, including Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who backed Michael Capuano. Pressley called Boston a tribal parochial place where many said she had no business running. But summoning a voice made hoarse from a long, grueling campaign, she called for Democratic unity.
We are one human family. Our destinies are tied. This can be our finest hour. It'll take a movement. Let's build it and get this ticket elected from the corner office all the way down.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said he backed Capuano because he was a friend. Walsh is part of a Democratic establishment that supported the incumbent, but he praised Pressley's victory, said it portends a blue wave in November, and Walsh rejects the idea that he was one of the big losers on primary day.
There's no big losers in this. I said it today. You know, you pick sides. Whatever happens at the end of the day, you come together. Ultimately, I was not on the ballot in those races. So like, you can't bring it home for people. She won because she did the work, and she wore down her shoes.
The only top state Democrat to back Pressley was Attorney General Maura Healey. She says the upset win sends an important message to Democrats across the country.
That change is possible. The power is with the people. And people across this country should take heart in that. And the Democratic Party needs to pay attention to that. Put forth candidates who are going to be about people and ideas and solutions and moving forward. And I think that's the message from yesterday.
Pressley's victory is just the latest, following big wins by several candidates who challenged establishment Democrats and won. Jay Gonzalez, the Democratic nominee running against the popular Republican Governor Charlie Baker, says Pressley proved that underdog grassroots campaigns can win.
Incumbency and money and special interests and pundits don't decide elections. People do.
But money can help. And in challenging Governor Charlie Baker, Gonzalez faces an incumbent with a lot of it. So yesterday, Gonzalez called on Baker to take a so-called people's pledge to forego outside spending, keeping dark money and super PACs out of the governor's race. Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown took such a pledge during their Senate contest 6 years ago, and Gonzalez urged Baker to join him and do the same.
We hope that he agrees that regular people should be the ones who are deciding this election and not wealthy outside interests.
Baker has more than $6 million in his campaign account. Gonzalez has less than $200,000, while the governor has a big advantage in outside money. That might be why the Baker campaign didn't pounce on Gonzalez's offer. It issued a statement saying it will continue to comply with the letter and spirit of all Massachusetts campaign finance laws and regulations. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.